And we are recording. Go for it, buddy.
Good evening, everybody. This is your boy, Danny, representing the Playing with the Boys podcast. Tonight, I am here with my cohorts, Mark the Nomad. Mark, say hello.
Good evening.
I am here with Mike, a.k.a. at Klee Wolverine on Twitter. Say what's up, Mike.
What's up?
And unfortunately, Aaron was able to join us tonight as well. Aaron, hello.
Fuck you.
Well, here we go. This is going to be a good night. All right, so when we connected earlier tonight, you could feel that Aaron was feeling a little sassy. And Mike also said he was feeling a little sassy. So I think this is going to be one of those, I'm going to sit back and listen and watch this thing burn for a little while.
So... But I think more than anything, it's just Boney's sensitivity that has got me being sensitive.
Why? I don't think Boney's sensitive.
I didn't do anything.
What has Boney done tonight?
It's just every day of watching him cry and pout while he bullies people. I'm against bullying, number one.
What are you talking about?
I see Boney bullying people on the interwebs.
Who am I bullying?
Everyone.
Actually, I think I did make a point about this. Anyone who actually shows some interest in our podcast, you find a way to hate them and then yell at them on the internet.
It keeps them intrigued in our podcast.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Are you going for like the Cowherd effect or the like the Skip Bayless effect? Like you want to keep listening to the person you hate?
No, it keeps them intrigued. It's like, oh my god, I need to listen this week. What is he going to say next?
Boney Bayless.
Is he going to talk about me on the podcast?
Well, is there anyone that you would like to talk about briefly and we can get it out of the way?
Well, no. Actually, actually, yeah. I'd like to nominate three people for the hydrochloric acid donation. So, I would like to nominate Wojo. Wojo, you have 24 hours to dump hydrochloric acid down your face. I'd like to nominate at little OU Mikey. I'd like to nominate you for the diabetes cut your leg off contest for diabetes awareness. And I'll think of the third one by the time we do the shout outs at the end. God. I'll have a third
I
one, I'm sure.
This so much.
I nominate Anthony G. to do the Die Hard with a Vengeance racist sandwich shop sign for his white guilt.
Yeah, he really does have a lot of white
he
guilt.
He really does.
Do you guys experience white guilt ever?
Like,
never.
Well, I know Anthony personally, and I know that he seriously does feel white guilt.
Like, it's not just like an act?
No, it's not.
No.
I see Anthony like every week, and it's
Mike
not just
and I. Mike, Anthony, and I went to a Cavs game on my birthday together, and Anthony wouldn't let us make fun of the kid that was screaming obnoxiously. He was a Bulls fan at a Cavs, like, they weren't even playing. I don't know who they were playing, but it wasn't the Bulls. And Anthony wouldn't let us ridicule him because he was black.
I almost got in a fight, well, my wife and I, when we were at the USF Auburn game in 2007. There were some very obnoxious children in front of us of that same variety, and I don't care what color you are. If you're an asshole, I'm going to punch you in the back of the head.
Yeah, not if you're Anthony.
Well, Anthony
Do you
would
remember
probably
those
just
kids, honey, at the Auburn
Anthony,
game.
Anthony we would just hug them.
My wife is making a surprise appearance on the podcast. Come over here, honey.
Yes.
I want you to talk about those children that were screaming in front of us at the USF Auburn game, and how you and I were exchanging angry glances for most of the game. And we wanted to throw our drinks at them. Oh, yeah, my wife was sick for most of that game, so she's going to abstain from commenting. She's not going to lower herself to our level.
I was about to say you might not want to give her any headphones to listen to what I might have to say.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. She's already exited the premises.
I want to hear Mrs. Nomad and her views.
You will meet Mrs. Nomad on October 11th.
Awesome.
She will be attending the Penn State Michigan game with me.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, the whole Lennox family will be there. My brother's coming. My sister's going. And my brother's
been to the big house. Brother's coming?
Yes, my brother will be there with me.
Like your brother.
He's been to one game. My sister's never been, so it's kind of like a treat.
Has Boney started a fight with your brother yet? Because he listens to the podcast weekly.
Yeah. Do you need my brother's screen name? Because he's a big fan of the podcast, and generally, so right there, he meets the requirements for you to take a giant shit on him.
No, actually, of all the listeners of the podcast, M. Lennox and all of those god awful numbers after his name, clicks fave on most of my tweets, so I don't hate on him.
He's
the only one that I'm okay with you hating on is Wojo.
Oh, Wojo's not so bad.
He deserves it sometimes.
He's kind of a caricature. He's like, I'm a beer drinking, golf playing bro that's right about everything. And if you can get past that, you can. Just
I know.
Laugh.
I love Wojo. I love him, but I love how easily irritated he gets.
And like, my favorite thing is that, like, you can clearly tell that he's at a point of anger, and then he's like, yes. I'm not angry, I'm just playing the game. I'm like, no, this is like classic angry child behavior.
No, every time with Goon, he gets angry.
Yep, he does.
Do you guys realize that Taco Bell has a legitimate dollar menu now?
Like, for that's real?
Yeah,
like, they have shit that's $1. Like, they have a shredded chicken mini quesadilla, and it's delicious.
I've been living that no to low carb life, so I won't be partaking in that.
That's a ridiculous diet. So, Boney, how much food could you consume from the Taco Bell dollar menu?
12 items.
I've never even seen the Taco Bell dollar menu.
I mean, it just dropped. Do you want me to tell you what's on it?
It just dropped.
Is it like a new Drake single or something?
Is this a new Dr. Dre? Is this detox?
Yeah. You guys, like, you don't understand how, like, I went through the drive-thru not knowing that there was a dollar menu from Taco Bell. Because I read up on it and they didn't do much advertising for it. Because I think they actually raised the price of some of their stuff. But a lot of their stuff, like, it's just ridiculously good.
So your Boney, reaction to the dollar menu at Taco Bell is like Boney's reaction when he saw the fry holster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I want to see a picture of Boney with the fry holster.
Beefy nacho loaded griller, cheesy bean and rice burrito, cheesy roll-up, shredded chicken mini quesadilla. There's all sorts of tasty options.
It sounds tasty, but it's all about the size of the food.
Boney, it's a dollar. You spend $12 at Wendy's
at Wendy's,
a sandwich and a french fry.
Boney, dude. I'm not trying to call you out here. I have to ask, is one of those meals part of your, like, daily intake?
No.
I was going to say, because, like, that we can actually, if that is the case, we can actually count how many more episodes of the podcast you'll still be alive.
Seven.
Like, you maybe have seven more of these.
Are we assuming we're recording weekly?
Yeah, we're doing our best, okay? I'm sorry I have a job that requires me to be there for long hours.
Oh, like none of us have jobs.
Well, no, you don't. I support this family, and you all spend all my money.
Well, we know Aaron doesn't have a job as proven by his ability to pay for the podcast.
Aaron actually probably has the best job out of all of us.
Nah, I disagree.
I would well...
He's
got a better job than me.
You could probably get away with doing nothing for an entire day.
So yeah, today,
I kinda do that.
So today I got done about 1:15 from a stop, and I didn't have anything else to do till 3. So I literally just took a nap in my truck for an hour, and it was glorious.
And that's great. Like, I was in my office today. I have two offices at my job. One is a regular office with my other coworkers, and then I have a separate spot that's like somewhat of a TV studio, but it has a very powerful computer in there, so I'll occasionally go to that TV studio. Well, today I finished up my work, and I was just kind of dicking around on the other computer, and my boss remote desktoped into my computer and was like, "What are you doing in there?" So, like, I can't even use a computer at work without, like, there's a chance that my boss could just jump on my screen and be like, "Stop doing that and get back to work." So, like, the concept that you can just stop and take a nap is...
My boss hasn't been to work in, like, 8 days.
What?
Like, I'm serious. Like, I don't know if he's alive anymore. Like, I just come into work. Like, he used to be there every morning when I got there, and now he just isn't. So, I guess he just... doesn't come into work anymore. I still get paid, though. So
that's good. Bonus? Yeah. You still slanging?
I got a raise a couple weeks ago, yeah.
You got a... It's like literally Office Space, where you're like, you
got a raise. You got a raise from falling asleep in your truck.
Okay, but you got to understand, today I produced $2,700 in revenue. I still got an hour nap, but I literally had a woman give me $910 in cash today for a payment.
What? A cunt.
Yeah, well,
you get a raise.
She got bed bugs.
Raise for falling asleep.
Wait. She got bed bugs?
Yeah, she has bed bugs. He gave me $910. That's how it works.
What kind? Do they have a Buckeye necklace hanging over their bed?
No, they had a Michigan poster. No,
probably not.
They had a Desmond Howard poster on their.
Probably not. Board. No. That Michigan is above bed bugs.
No, that's not true. But I'll tell you this. No joke. Last week, I was in a trailer park, and I was treating this. Well, I was supposed to inspect this place.
We don't have trailer fans.
And I did, and there weren't bed bugs, but I got fleas all over me. So I went outside. It was horrible. See, this is why I'm allowed to take naps.
Was this CJ's house?
It might have been. But I swear to you guys, I probably passed 15 trailers. I saw 27 Steeler flags and Steeler bumper stickers. Like, Steelers fans live in trailer parks. It's just a known fact.
In Florida, we have a shit ton of trailer parks. And they are predominantly occupied by Florida State fans.
And old people, right?
No. There are retirement communities. Like, people come to Florida to retire, and they move into, like, these planned communities that have golf courses attached to them. Those are the retirees. Trailer parks are full of sex offenders and Florida State and Jacksonville Jaguar fans, which are probably sex offenders, too.
Yeah, Jaguar fans are a crazy bunch, man.
They are, man. That Duval County crap, it's insane.
I thought we were going to lose at the Cardiac Kid to Jacksonville fandom because of Bortles.
Oh, gosh. Bortles. I just like saying his name.
Have you seen Bortles' girlfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, who hasn't?
Holy shit.
She's a legend.
Yeah, she's part of that UCF deal. I don't know if you ever get a chance to come to Orlando, just spend about 20 minutes on UCF's campus and you'll find another Bortles girlfriend.
Bones. See?
Yeah.
Wear your Roy Rogers holster.
Just start.
Let the girls that look like his woman just come to you.
What the fuck is that?
What's happening?
What's on a payphone?
Not on a payphone.
That's not me.
Did you put us on speakerphone?
No.
Jesus.
Someone sounds like they're jumping onto a boxcar of a moving train.
Giuliano hacked the podcast. What is going on?
I don't know. Move forward.
So, who needs to go to UCF to pick up chicks when I already got bae?
That's true. You do have a relationship.
Can we get an update? Yeah, Ellen or whatever she is.
That's pretty respectful.
Ellen's your bae?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Mike, I didn't know either until Mark told me, so.
I really like Ellen.
She's awesome.
Update us. How's that going?
She's a friend of the podcast.
I met Ellen a couple weeks ago at Real Madrid versus Manchester United.
Oh, nice.
Nice, yeah. Dude. Did you put in a good word for me? Is that why we're together?
Yep, that's what I did.
Nice. Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Boney and Bay.
Hey, guys. CJ just tweeted me and told me to tell you guys... Well, he told me to not let you slander him to our 24 listeners. Do you have a response?
You can tell him There's only one of our listeners that's ever sent me a DM begging for the podcast for a road trip, and that's him.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's more pathetic, that actual fact or that he DM'd you asking for a podcast. Like the fact that we, you know,
he wants to be one of us so badly.
It's true.
He just said it's a he used the Lord's name in vain and said it's a GD great show.
Well, I don't.
Thanks, Woody underscore Hayes.
Thank you. You are a gentleman and a scholar, and I take back what I said about the road trip thing.
Yeah.
Where are we road tripping to New Albany where he lives?
I don't know. Do we get hazard pay for going into that kind of place?
Yeah,
I think when you go into a trailer park, you do.
Are we getting injections before we go?
Yeah. Do we need to get some sort of shot?
Are we getting vaccinations?
I think you get tetanus shot and rabies shot immediately.
Mark is a dick.
I just flat told CJ out today. He just needs to come full circle and move to the South and just complete the process, because he really is about as South Carolina as they come, or rural Florida. He just belongs here.
Mississippi.
No, I don't think he would work in Mississippi. I really don't.
I could see CJ standing on one of those fan boats, like in the bayou.
Yes.
Just with a giant wad of tobacco.
We have airboats here. We have my father-in-law loves airboats.
Talk about a good job. CJ's a stay-at-home father.
Yeah. He doesn't do jack shit. He just favorites Michigan tweets all day.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything else.
I would probably do that job for a week and then put a bullet in my mouth.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm guessing that... I'm guessing something like he sets up a playpen out in his yard while out in the trailer yard and just like...
And then he just smokes Jarve the entire time.
Yeah.
You know, I made a pledge to our liege that I would never use his name in vain like that again to describe the smoking of marijuana. And I want you guys to take the same pledge, because Jarvie's done more for us than any other person that I can think of just by him being alive.
I concur, but I now just like to know the habit of smoking marijuana is known as smoking the Jarve.
But it offends our liege, and it should be stopped.
Why does it offend him? I wish somebody would be like, hey man, going to smoke the Aaron. That would be cool.
Yeah. Yes, go smoke the Jarve.
Yeah. He should be out of...
I say just say no to drugs.
I say stroking my hog a lot now.
Yeah, Dan, I do too.
Boney is our resident dare officer now.
Just say no.
Just say no to Bay.
No, never say no to Bay.
Boney, so we need to do this weekly, and I'd like an actual update on what's going on with you and Bay.
Well, I just told you, we just got together, so not a lot's happening right now.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
have you guys exchanged digits?
No, but I have been sliding in her DMs.
How old do you think Bay is?
We're fully aware of the age gap.
I think she's 20. I think she's 20.
She is 20.
Yeah.
Boney plans on buying her first drink, legally.
Well, I can legally buy her first drink. She just can't drink it.
Yeah, Boney, you're all about contributing to the underage minors, all that.
So let's fast forward a couple years from now. Are there going to be little baby Bonies?
So here's the thing about that. I jokingly said that we're going to have cute kids to somebody else, one of you other knuckleheads on Twitter, day before yesterday. And it was like crickets, like I was expecting her to play along. And it was like crickets, and I almost came back with I'm sorry, I was just joking kind of tweet.
Maybe she just doesn't want to have children. I mean, that's something you guys should have addressed before you started talking about it publicly.
Well, Bay
was probably unhappy.
Well, I'd like to at least think we could practice making kids.
I mean, that's something you should talk about with her, too.
It's all about getting your reps in.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe she's not as serious about this thing as you are, Boney.
Well, no. So in case she's listening, she likely turned it off by now because we were talking about her. But just like earlier tonight, I read an article about Rusny Castillo, the Cuban defector that's getting ready to sign. And he said he needed about 50 to 60 good reps before he's ready for the big leagues this year. So that's kind of what I think I would need out of Bay. I would need at least 50 or 60, like, times.
So that'll only take, like, a month or two, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could knock out, you know, I could probably knock out at least 10 of those in maybe an hour span.
Oh, my God!
And then hit up the Wendy's drive-thru.
Yeah. I gotta get a large soda and then a Frosty so I can keep my blood sugar up and get enough energy.
Give me an idea of the perfect date night with you and Bay.
Would Wendy's Roy Rogers?
Dude, so I've got a whole move, and this is gonna sound really pathetic. This is gonna sound really pathetic to all you douchebags out there that are listening, but
let's do this. You can't back out now. Do it.
So for a first date, my move is to, there's an area in Northern Virginia where I live called Old Town. It's like along the Potomac River, and there's a bunch of like old hoity-toity looking wannabe cool guy bars, like I'm sure Wojo has, where you can go and get, you know, pay $9 for some bullshit, like, lemony-tasting craft beer.
S'mores.
So you can get you a s'mores with some marshmallows floating in a fucking beer. And they don't put it in, like, a regular pint glass, because God forbid you drink beer like a man. They put it in, like a sifter or, like, a chalice glass. And you go and you sit down on, like, this old, like, weathered-looking wood deck. And you just watch the little sailboats go by on the Potomac River. And you just stare, I'll just stare in the chick's eyes. And I know after about maybe 30 minutes of creepy staring and like just small talk, I know whether or not I'm going to be able to get in there that night or not. So that's my move for the first date. So, Bay, if we go to a place on the water, then you know I'm trying to get that. So just FYI, hashtag spoiler alert.
How often has that been successful for you? Like, what's the ratio?
Well, I don't remember the number of times I've actually done it because, it's just been a lot that I've actually pulled that move. But I would say it's got a high percentage, not for necessarily the first date. The percentage is really low on the first date, but if that move happens like on the second or third date, the percentage goes up. It's like kind of like pitching, you know, starting pitcher the first time through the lineup, no good. But like the second or third time, like the batting average goes up. That's like that.
Holy shit.
Wow. So
I should be
thank you for listening.
Edlin, if you plan on driving to Northern Virginia, this is what you got to look forward to.
And you know, so Bay and any other ladies that are listening to the podcast.
Don't cheat on Bay.
if and when we do go out and I'm wearing my fresh Jordan 9s, my fresh, like the ones Jordan actually wore, not some awkward color like Carolina blue and black, but the white Jordan 9s with the black on the side, and they're bright white, like brand new looking out of the box. If I'm wearing those, I'm expecting it. Spoiler alert.
Hashtag game of Boney.
I believe Wojo just got engaged recently, but it would just be the perfect thing for our show if he swooped in and stole Bay from Boney.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think Bay appreciates a man that drinks beer with candy floating in it.
All right, so we got to move. I have to move us away from this. I have to.
Why? Are you uncomfortable?
That's what I just said. Podcast is making me kind of uncomfortable right now.
I don't understand why.
I don't know. Maybe because it moved. I don't know. Let's talk about Mr. Braxton Miller. I'm going to defer this to Aaron because I know Mike was a little fired up tonight. He had a little run-in with a buck nut, a nut neck, so to speak. Mike, are you still with us?
I'm here. I'm just waiting to hear Aaron's take.
Oh, yeah. Go for it, Aaron.
What hot? I don't have a hot take.
You don't have a hot take about Braxton Miller being out for the season?
Come no.
On,
I mean,
you're the lone Buckeye on this podcast.
All right. It's very unfortunate. It obviously hurts the team a lot. I have no idea what to expect because I'm not.
Oh, you're not going to go 14-0?
I'm not recruit guy. I'm not recruit guy, so I don't know. I think I just find irony in Michigan fan getting a hard on over. Ohio State might only win 10 games this year. You guys would fucking jack off the 10 wins.
You're not gonna win 10 games this year.
Okay. All right.
You're not.
We are.
You just lost your whole team.
26 minutes into the recording, I'm marking it down.
Lost the whole team. Everything. All right. God.
All right. So who? Shit. November 28th, whatever the game is, who wins?
Michigan.
in the horseshoe.
I don't give a fuck. We're winning in the horseshoe this year.
And is that a guarantee?
Guarantee.
Oh.
Oh shit.
It ends this year.
Are you willing to go with that? Do you concur?
Well, it ends. The logic in my brain suggests that Mike might be right, and not because of any Michigan slappiness, but
it ends.
You lose a Carlos Hyde. You lose four offensive linemen.
You lose Philly Brown. Two first round draft picks on your defense. That's still coordinated by Luke Fickle. And you mean to tell me that you're going to
Braxton goes down?
You lose. What is there?
No.
What's there?
No.
What's there? What's there? Is Joey Bosa going to? Is Joey Bosa going to carry the team by getting tackles for a loss?
He might.
Now, let me finish my point here. I'm trying to tell you the logic going through my brain on why I think it's a possibility is because I saw that team, the team that could barely beat.
They beat us by a point!
Yeah, they could barely beat
Akron.
They had a difficult time against UConn, and it came down to a two-point conversion at the end of the game. I don't think you get better by losing all those players. You know, when the Gators won the championship in 2006 with Urban Meyer, they lost most of those players off that team. And in 2007, Tebow had a Heisman-winning year, but they still went 8-4. Now, you can have a quarterback in an Urban Meyer offense go absolutely bananas, but it can't cover up every problem you have.
Fair. But I'll say this, though. I think it's kind of absurd to pretend that JT Barrett is not going to be a good quarterback in it.
How do we know?
I'm not saying. Listen. Stop with your Michigan shit and listen for 2 seconds.
I'm listening, and I watched the spring game too.
He was recruited to Ohio State for a reason, right? This is Ohio State, not like Florida A&M, correct?
Right.
Okay, so just to think that he's just going to go out there and just be a complete scrub, I don't think it's fair to say. I'm not saying. I don't know who he's going to be. I've never seen the kid play.
We don't know.
Right.
And the last time we saw a star quarterback from Urban Meyer leave and then move on to something else, there was John Brantley, who I forgot even existed, who won like 7 games. Yeah, so we don't know.
Like, honestly, I think, and
it's not even Aaron. Aaron's fine. It's just the rest of the assholes. Like, oh, we're going to still win at least 11 games this year, even though we lost the 2-time defending Big Ten Player of the Year on top of Carlos Hyde and 2 first-round draft picks and 4 starters on an offensive line. It's just so absurd.
Here's the deal. And I'm Mike's yelling because he's heated. But honestly, you look at Ohio State's schedule this year, and they can hide a lot of their problems.
How is Virginia Tech not a hard game now?
Because
doesn't mean they can't win it.
They probably will win it.
Settle down. Take a breath.
Virginia Tech would not even be a threat. They would not even be a threat.
Miller. Listen. If you're getting upset because of the slappies that say that, you know, it doesn't affect Ohio State. Obviously, it does. There's probably not a player in this country on any team that was more important to his team this season than Braxton.
There wasn't.
Okay, but he's absolutely right. Navy, Virginia Tech, Kent State, Cincinnati, Maryland, Rutgers, Penn State, Illinois. They can win every single one of those games.
I'm telling you right now, Virginia Tech and Cincinnati both give you a run. I'm not saying they're going to win.
Okay.
But they're going to give you a run.
Okay. They will. There is a solid chance that they win every single one of those games. So you're okay. If you look at their schedule, 12 games. Who do they lose if they're not going to win 10 games? Who do they lose 3 games to? You're saying they're going to lose to Michigan, Michigan State, and who else?
This is no joke. They could legitimately lose to a Penn State. They could legitimately. Cincinnati is not a bad team.
I feel like that every year. So
Virginia Tech has talent. I mean, there's just no getting around that.
Here's the deal. Virginia Tech returns 12 starters from last year's team, but 7 of those guys are on offense. Yes, they're replacing their quarterback, but that guy was so erratic. They only have to replace 4 guys. Ohio State, now that they've lost Braxton Miller, they have to replace 7 guys on offense. It's the second game of the year.
Let's play the schedule game here.
No, I'm gonna drop a hot take right here.
Yeah.
I say Ohio State loses to Navy game 1.
Really?
Yeah.
It's in Baltimore. It's away. I know for a fact that when look, and this is not me being Michigan slappy. I'm trying to put on my college educated journalism brain and be down the middle and not be biased. When you play a service academy and they run the ball well, if Ohio State's defensive line is going to have to win that game for them.
The last time Ohio State played Navy, they almost lost them at home with Terrell Pryor.
Right, but this is a different team. And Ohio State, I know. If they have one strength, it's that defensive line. They've got talent to burn on that defensive line.
Oh, they do. It's amazing.
So
it's amazing what they have there.
If they get push on Navy, they will annihilate Navy. But if Navy runs the ball, they could win. But you can fill in the blank with any team, though. It could be Ohio State. It could be Michigan. It could be – I mean, Michigan almost lost to Air Force a couple years ago.
I'm going to tell you, against Virginia Tech right now, the best player in the field is going to be playing for Virginia Tech. That's Kendall Fuller.
That's true.
My expectations have my expectations have gone down. I truly, truly, though, do not see them losing 3 or 4 games. And I'm not saying they're going to be a great team, but the Big Ten is horrible. I think they're losable games, and I'm saying they could lose them. I think Virginia Tech, I think, legitimately, I mean, there's always a chance, obviously, some crazy team like Navy sneaks in there, but games that I would say I wouldn't be truly confident going into, Virginia Tech, Michigan State, and Michigan are the only ones I would truly be worried about going into it, and maybe at Penn State.
I will throw a Boney style hot take into this mess, and I will say by the third game of the year by Kent State, Cardale Jones will be your starting quarterback. I don't think that this kid Barrett's going to make it past the second game. He's a redshirt freshman. He's coming off a major ACL surgery.
Well, you know what? If Cardale Jones is starting, I mean, Ohio State's going to win like 7 games. Because Cardale Jones is horrible. I watched Cardale Jones in high school.
I'll say this. The only time I've seen either of the quarterbacks was in the spring game. I was not impressed by either. But it's a spring game. I don't put that much stock into it. But I agree with Mike that if Cardale Jones is your starting quarterback, you better pray to God you have 4 running backs that are just going to be dominant, because he is not a talented football player at this
point. He's an idiot.
You also be praying that the 4 guys that are coming in to replace those starters gel and come together quickly.
Listen, I was as big a Carlos Hyde honk as anybody in the world. Carlos Hyde,
as you should be. He was amazing.
He was extremely. I mean, as important
best
as he was.
Best running back in college football last year.
Right. I think he was still underrated by some people. I can't believe he wasn't the first back taken in the NFL draft. I think he's going to be a really good NFL running back. I think they'll get production. They're going to have guys step up. I mean, there's no. The thing that scares me the most, if I'm just actually going to be objective, the thing that scares me most is that I don't know any, like, everybody on that offense at the skill position is an unknown. I mean, that's fun in the fact that somebody can step up and be great, but they don't have anybody that right now.
Right, you return Devin Smith and Heuerman, right?
Right. And I like Heuerman.
I mean, all Devin Smith can do is run straight down the field. Never seen him do anything else.
No, he can't do anything but run a. You're right. I mean, you gotta hope that Dontre Wilson steps up. You gotta hope that Ezekiel Elliott's a good running back. I mean, you gotta hope that the line steps up. There's a lot going on there. I'll give you that. And you gotta pray to God. If that defense is even any semblance of what they were last year, they are gonna win 7 games because that defense was horrible last year.
Well, I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lose 2 first round picks off of that defense.
So you got Navy, Tech, Kent State, Cincinnati, and Maryland, and then Rutgers is the first half of the season, and yes. They're only going to pull away with 2 wins in the first.
You're games. Nuts.
How am I nuts?
Win 2 of 6 of their first 6.
Tell me. So Rutgers is going to be a tough pull for them.
Oh my!
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm trying to be objective.
No,
here.
Seriously.
Rutgers returns 16 of their 22 starters, 9 on offense. That there is something to that.
So
something to continuity.
So Rutgers is going to be a tough game. Maryland at Maryland isn't anything. That's like Indiana playing Indiana. Cincinnati's going to be a tough game. Kent State, they'll beat Kent State. Tech, that's the only game that I'm kind of halfway wavering on. And I would say just due to the shock of Braxton being out for the season and the fact that, yeah, it's on a neutral field, but it's like 15
Frank
miles.
Frank Beamer will be prepared.
But, like, it's 15 miles from Annapolis. I would say I'd put my paycheck on Navy in that first game.
A Bud Grant defense going against a redshirt freshman quarterback in his second game.
All right, let's switch up here. Let's go to Michigan now, because I'm looking at these first 6 games, and I'm giving them 1 win.
Here we go.
On a last second field goal. Okay. This is my bony take, all right?
Yeah.
You're going to lose to Notre Dame at Notre Dame. They'll just too won't. Much to handle.
No.
The Miami Redhawks will come in hot. In the shock of losing to Notre Dame, they'll just beat you. Utah will come in and win. Sporting Goose will be with Minnesota for the win. And then the mighty, mighty Rutgers Scarlet Knights will beat you as well.
Hey, can you say that we're going to win the Penn State game so I can see a victory?
Yeah, you're going to win. You're going to beat Penn State.
Thanks, Aaron.
Then lose at Michigan State, beat Indiana, lose at Northwestern, beat Maryland, and lose to the Buckeyes. That's my hot bony take.
That's almost disrespectful because I was being serious about the Navy game.
All right, App State, we all agree they win, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. At Notre Dame, they're hurt.
They have a really good chance to win that game because of Notre Dame's losses. Yes,
we're going
to
win that game.
Don't say that. Don't say we're going to win. I'm a very superstitious person. You shut your whore mouth. We're not. Nothing is guaranteed.
We might win that game.
Yeah.
I think there's a good chance we win that game.
Okay, Miami of Ohio. We'll
easy
agree
win.
That. Utah at home. What's Utah this year? I know nothing about them.
I don't know anything about them either. I just know their reputation and their
usually. They only return 6 guys on offense and 5 on defense.
And they're traveling across country.
And they have to travel across country. It's tough.
Right.
I think we win, but
Minnesota wins. So Michigan's 5-0, according to everybody, right?
Yes. I don't know. I hope.
Okay. At Rutgers.
Tough game.
Win.
That's a tough game.
Easy win, according to Mike.
What?
Penn State at home, another win, right?
At Michigan State, that's going to be a problem.
We're going to lose to Michigan State.
So you're 7-1, and I'm assuming you guys are going 11-1 because Mike has you guys beating the Buckeyes, and I'm assuming there's no way he thinks you'll lose to Maryland, Northwestern, or Indiana. So he has Michigan going 11-1 and presumably winning their division, right? Or are they in Michigan State's division?
Why isn't Michigan playing like Purdue this year?
We're going to lose some games. I mean, come on. I mean, I love Michigan, but there's going to be some stuff.
There's losable games on the schedule. I mean,
so let me okay, so
it's not cool that they have to play Michigan State at Spartan Stadium again. That's 2 years in a row. It's unforgivable.
I'll give you this. I can see Michigan winning.
You have to get out of that wind tunnel. Whatever you're doing, we can't hear you.
I think we win 9 games. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
I can see them winning 9 or 10. I think you could lose to Notre Dame. I think you could lose to Rutgers. I think you could lose to Utah. I think you'll beat Penn State at home. I think you guys will have fun that day.
Michigan, it's going to be revenge.
Listen, call me crazy, but I think Michigan State is going to fold a little bit to the pressure this year. I think it's the first time you're going to have these legitimate expectations. And you want to talk about how many defensive starters did they lose from last year? 7?
Yeah, they lost a lot, but they didn't lose Calhoun.
No, they didn't lose Marcus Rush either, and they didn't lose Curtis Drummond.
I just think that it's going to be a whole new world for them to be. Because now, Braxton Hurt, they're just a consensus pick to win the Big Ten this year. So I just think it's going to be tough for a team that's never – last year they came out of nowhere, basically. They were – at the start of the season, you had to watch them their first few games. You thought they were going to be a horrible team. So I'm very interested to see how they handled expectations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer in your offensive line and your defensive line determine your season. If you can't get pressure on the quarterback, you're going to lose on defense. And if you can't block well, you're going to lose on offense. I think it all starts and ends there.
Michigan still have Langford.
Has a really hard time running the ball.
So we're
still
we're
Langford. They still have a defensive and offensive line. They've got Connor Cook. They got McGarrett Kings. They're going to have a good team.
They have a good team. Easy schedule. Wow.
No, they play
Oregon.
Other than that, they have an easy schedule.
Right, but
they
get
Michigan and Ohio State at home.
Yeah.
Aaron.
And they have a bye week before they play Ohio State. So they're going from Michigan.
Right.
Bye week,
Narduzzi is going to have 2 weeks to prepare for JT Barrett.
So Jacksonville State. Okay. Jacksonville State. Oregon, obviously, they're going to lose that game. Eastern Michigan, Wyoming, Nebraska, who's a joke, at Purdue, at Indiana, Michigan, Ohio State at home.
A certain female follower that we used to have would not appreciate that comment.
At Maryland, Rutgers at home, and at Penn State, they might win 11 games.
Well, see, that the deal is, if we're talking about this being the first year there's a college football playoff, if Michigan State has any aspirations, because you got to say, no offense to your Buckeyes, but without Braxton Miller and all that stuff they have to replace, the chances of them going to the playoff is it diminishes, especially if they lose to Michigan State or in Michigan. But Michigan State has got to beat Oregon because that will be their only quality win for that entire year. Michigan State doesn't beat Oregon, and there's a chance there's no Big Ten teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're not beating Oregon.
It's hard to go out to Oregon and win.
Yeah, I don't think they beat Oregon. I'll be shocked if they beat Oregon.
Michigan used to do it.
Yeah. I don't know if they ever did it on the road.
Beat who?
Oregon.
We never beat Oregon.
Yeah, we beat Washington
Do you guys have a dark horse in the Big Ten, a team that nobody expects?
Yeah, Michigan.
To make stop. Desmond Howard has Michigan number 6 overall, so they're apparently not a dark horse.
Smart man. Actually not.
In the big I really do think that Rutgers is going to surprise some people. I think if they can get decent quarterback play out of that kid, Savage, I think his name is, if they can just get...
Savage is in the NFL, my friend.
Oh, who is it? Is it Nova? Who am I thinking of then? Who's the Rutgers starting quarterback?
I don't know. I just know the most. I know the most exciting player in the Big Ten plays for Maryland.
Yeah, it's Nova. My bad.
Stephon Diggs.
Let's go to Nebraska, a team that Mike loves. What's Nebraska going to do this year? Their non-conference is Florida Atlantic, McNeese State, Fresno State, and Miami of Florida.
Yeah, they don't have a very difficult schedule, but at the same rate, I mean, it's really on that side of the fence in the Big. They could lose to Michigan State and still make the Big Ten title game.
And they're not going to win at. They're not going to win at Wisconsin.
Wisconsin will kill them.
But yeah, but that's assuming that Wisconsin gets good play out of.
Iowa's my dark horse team.
Iowa. I'm going to say Wisconsin because there's a good chance that if Wisconsin manages to beat LSU early in the season, then that's going to propel them. They play LSU, I think, week one. And who knows? I mean, I don't know if they will win that game, but if somehow Wisconsin wins that game, then they got to be the favorite in the Big, at least
that's
on their side of the division.
That's my favorite in the Big, period.
Wisconsin?
Is Wisconsin.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we're getting close to the end here, so we got to wrap this up. Mr. Boney, what do you want to say as we exit tonight? I know you've been a little quiet.
I went first last week, so.
Oh, you want someone else to go?
Yeah, let's get Mike go first since he hadn't been on in a while.
All right.
Well, you know, I listened to the podcast last week and I heard some. You know, I wanted to chime in on a few of the subjects because they are pretty interesting, like online dating and, you know, all the slander about me. About
is
me
it
being
slander if it's true?
What's true?
That when you have something that you can prop yourself up on, you ride it, and then the minute that goes away, you switch to something else and try to deflect as much as humanly possible.
Michigan football season will be a perfect example of that.
Like, I look down on you, Detroit. We have the GLC.
Listen,
and then
I was about 20
later,
beers
like,
deep. I was 20 beers deep on a ship, first of all.
20.
So,
don't care.
So you can wipe that from the books. And then
20 beers deep.
It was 20 beers deep on a ship.
Oh,
so
gee.
Anything that was coming out of my Twitter account was not... It's just coming from another place. But, you know, like the tribe trolling, I do that because Indians Twitter is the most sensitive group that I've ever came across. And being myself on Twitter, I have to exploit that.
Mark proclaimed that you were once the leader of Indians Twitter.
I've never been. A sports yelling and Cole Lopez and people like that are far more invested than I have ever been.
Mark, who reminded us in May about one game back, Mark?
I remember.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I
are,
can't.
Are the Tigers 15 games up now or no?
No, hey, don't.
Oh, here we go.
Don't put Goon or Lance's crap on us as if that associates with either of us.
But that's who I associate Tigers Twitter with.
Right. But you were talking trash to us about being one game back, and then they went in the shitter, and you were like, meh, we got LeBron. That's like your go-to.
We're only four games back now.
So do you have LeBron now or no? Are you?
We
not
still have
crutching?
LeBron, okay. And you don't.
Do you have Kevin Love?
Yes, we have Kevin Love. We're going to have him on Saturday.
God, I hope the NBA avoids that trade, and we can hear all about how the NBA hates Cleveland.
They won't, and then you'll just be miserable as we win a championship next June. It'll be the saddest day of your life. You and Goon will be crying. It'll be fantastic.
All right, so what do you have anything else to add to your defense, counselor?
No, I really wish I could have told some online dating stories, but I missed my chance.
For next time.
What's your go-to? You had a
perfect window tonight because Boney actually did his go-to date, and you could have slid into that story like you're sliding into his DMs.
I could have, but speaking of DMs, let me slide into the bays right now. Save these tales for another time.
All right.
But I do agree with Boney on appearance. There's been quite a few that are less than honest about what they look like.
All right. So I'm going to jump in and share my moment. I'm hosting my first draft party this weekend.
Me too.
Nice. I've got about 12 guys coming over. Only about 6 of them are in the league. We are actually going to do one of those live auctions, even though like 6
Thanks
of the guys
Thanks for the
gonna...
invite,
Mike. We're going to have about 6 guys on Google Hangout via video chat, and we have one of my friends actually being an auctioneer. A lot of beer, a lot of brats, a lot of cornhole, some preseason football afterwards.
And so a lot of cornholing.
A lot of cornholing, a lot of canola oil in those cornholes, whatever. And Boney, you're more than welcome to come down here, and you know, there's a Wendy's not very far from my house.
They don't have $12 value meals, probably.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. Like I think in Florida, that might be a $9 meal.
Keep acting like the cost of living isn't more up here.
That's what I'm saying. Like in Florida, that's a $9 meal. That's why you should come down here.
Keep acting
the
like
cost
I,
of fast food.
Keep acting like I don't pay $1,500 a month for a one bedroom condo.
Dude, that's
oh,
a
Jesus
mortgage
Christ,
down
that
here.
Sounds
you could have,
awful.
You could have 2,000 square feet down
Dude,
here.
I own a house in Cleveland and pay $593 a month.
Buy a house for the price of a VCR.
Yeah, I got a nice house too.
It does
so
have a nice.
I'm a little nervous about it, so I'm hopefully maybe you guys can send me some well wishes over the next couple of days and say, hey, I hope your party goes well, Mark, and you can pump the father of the podcast up.
Yes, I will. I'm going to do it right now.
Thanks.
Good luck, honey. Boney.
Why are you batting cleanup? You're the weakest.
All right, I'll just go with I threw out there that these three Michigan fans I'm doing this podcast with are have Ohio State struggling to be bowl eligible. And
no,
CJ called Boney Gugliano Jr. because you don't even watch football. Brennan_Burn said you act like they are wrong. This dude, Aaron G09 said, I have Michigan struggling for first downs this year.
That's pretty good.
CJ said, I have Michigan struggling for another 10 years. Dima, who's one of my favorite Ohio State fans, he's an Ohio State and Cleveland fan and extremely negative, but for whatever reason, he got really positive when Braxton Miller got hurt, which was really weird. But he said, well, they are experts at fringe bowl eligibility. And
these are some hot takes.
I have no idea. And Seth, which is scumbag_unit, which is a Michigan fan, it looks like, says, I'm feeling 3-9. So that is what the Twitter sphere is saying. So hopefully all these morons listen to our podcast.
Here's what I say. There's no chance in hell that's happening. But if it did in some alternate universe, Ohio State Twitter would melt. Physically melt. Their skin would fall off.
Yeah, it would. We would never hear from CJ again.
No, he would just
yeah, right. CJ would troll more than he does now.
CJ would be around even if a nuclear bomb went off. CJ and the roaches.
Yeah, Joe might fade.
Yeah, he probably would. Gugliano would be Mike. You would get annoyed at Gugliano. That's how ridiculous he would be.
Gugliano would masturbate to it.
He kid who doesn't know a thing about sports. Oh, Frank Clark, bro. All
right, Bone Dizzle. Wrap it up.
Just roots when it's convenient.
So, my hot take of the week goes out to fellow big man Nick Fairley, defensive tackle of the Detroit Lions, who was officially demoted in the media this past week, but who has been playing on the second team all preseason and in practice. And it was officially released this week that he's been overweight, and that was the reason for his demotion. Overweight and lack of hustle and, you know, whatever else. And they said he's about 10 pounds over his ideal playing weight, which, you know, for a defensive tackle, 300 pounds, you would think 10 pounds to 310 isn't that big of a deal. Nick came out in the media and said, you know, he's got a problem with overeating. And I just want to say, Nick, I appreciate you admitting that you've joined the club. And don't feel bad that those brownies at 7-Eleven are addictive, because they're only 99 cents and you can buy five of them with just a five spot.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week's edition of the Playing with the Boys podcast. By the time that you hear us next week, we will be in college football season. We will have Thursday night games going. This will post on Friday of next week. So we will be on the eve of Appalachian revenge. And I can't wait to hear all the hot takes next week.
And I just want to remind everybody, all my Cleveland fans, the Boney World Tour will be in Ohio, Northern Ohio, on September 12th and 13th. So come on out and wave at your boy as he drives up the Ohio Turnpike on the way to Detroit to see the Cleveland Indians play at Detroit on the 12th. And then I'll be back to lovely Ashland, Ohio, Friday night and all day Saturday.
25 minutes from me, my friend.
Yep. Meet halfway. 12 and a half minutes. Meet at the Walmart.
Yeah, I will be in New York City. I'll be missing it.
All right. That's for Aaron, Boney, and Mike. I'm Mark. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. Good night.
Go Blue.
Go Blue.